else.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk about government inefficiency and just spending way too much on things that are supposed to be very affordable, and also about how government just stinks at controlling contraband, even in its own prisons. We'll talk about that. But first, just a bit of a news update here. I just walked into the studio minutes before the show went on the air, and Mark, you gave me the news that our friends Lauren Canario has been arrested.
That's correct.
By the feds. And Russell Canning and his wife, Kat Canning, also friends of ours, have been not arrested but harassed and had their car taken from them
by
the feds. These are apparently it's because they had tried to go up and visit the Ed Brown household today. For those that don't know, Ed and Elaine Brown are a couple in their early 60s. They are currently living in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, where the federal government is attempting to they want to arrest them and put them in a jail cell, because they've been found guilty in some federal court on so-called tax evasion charges. And the Browns have said, look, you can come after us, and we're just going to shoot back. We're going to shoot at you if you try to come take us away. And so some of our friends here have been giving some support to the Browns, and they were supposed to have a concert there today. I got a call midpoint this afternoon from someone who was attempting to go up there that said that apparently they were stopping all vehicles that were attempting to approach the Ed Brown property. And
now, there's houses beyond Ed Brown's.
They said they were letting the neighbors in, but anybody else was being turned around.
Hmm.
So the federal government, this is so amazing. The federal government, who knows how much
busting
this drove
up a party.
They're busting up a party, and apparently they were handing out sheets that listed all of the laws that people would be breaking if they went to the Ed Brown household.
Hmm. Interesting.
And this is all just from what I've gathered within the last few minutes. And I'll try to dig up as much more on these, get some details on this as the night goes on. But basically, they were stopping. Can you imagine how much this costs to have federal goons sitting on the side of the road all day long, checking people out to prevent them from going and visiting some friends of theirs? I mean, what does this cost?
I don't know. I can't say I'm shocked by the whole thing. It obviously the feds are after Ed and Elaine Brown for the right reasons, the wrong reasons, whatever you may think. But they're after them, and at some point there's going to be problems if you try to go see them, especially if you go to a party that they're having. I mean, it makes perfectly good sense to me.
Right. It sounds like we are at that point at this right now. They're really stepping it up, and we will get you the details again as we learn more. And, of course, if you've actually attempted to visit the Brown household today, because this was an open party. Anyone was invited.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who loved freedom was invited to come out and listen to some music and have some barbecue with the Brown family. And it sounds as though no one was allowed to even come close to approaching the Brown household today. So if you were one of those people that went up there and were turned away, perhaps you were handed one of the sheets that they were giving out, would like to hear what that had to say, would like to hear what your experience was about at 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, as we continue to gather more information on this story, we'll give you one from ABC News. This is about government waste. Now, you've heard about the toilets, the military's paying way too much for toilets and hammers and that sort of thing. Well, it's not just the military. It's all government bureaucracies because they don't have an incentive to care about how much they spend. In fact, they actually have an incentive to spend too much because, remember, government bureaucracies are allocated a budget every single year. And if the bureaucracy does not meet that budget, then they won't get more the next year. They could have their budget
cut. If they don't spend all their money, then obviously they don't need all their money, so they cut their budget.
Right. And they don't want that because it's in their nature as a bureaucracy to grow and grow and grow. So they have to keep spending and spending and spending. And so here's a perfect example of one area where they spent a little too much. An audit has found the Justice Department spent more than $45 million taxpayer dollars last year on conferences set up for Justice Department divisions, including one event where caterers provided government employees with meatball appetizers costing about $5 each.
Wow.
The meatballs apparently cost $5 each, as I understand it, but we'll get to the details. In a report obtained by ABC News, the Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General examined 10 conferences, which cost taxpayers $823,000. According to the report, 110 DOJ employees attended the event, which was held for 1,100 law enforcement officials, educators, and local government officials. One-third of the conference's budget was spent on food and beverages. A further breakdown by the inspector showed some pricey items at a $60,000 networking reception. Quote, the reception also served conference attendees several hundred Swedish meatballs and miniature pastries. With applicable service charges, each meatball cost approximately $5, and each piece of pastry cost almost $6. Now, anybody who's ever made meatballs before knows that they're not the priciest piece of food.
And an appetizer is usually just it's one bite.
Mm-hmm.
So these pastries were likely not
very small.
Big, giant bear claws.
Right.
They were likely little pinafores or something of that nature.
Exactly. And if you've ever made meatballs, you know that you can put filler into meatballs as well. So
right. There's bread crumbs and meatballs.
Right. It's like, there's different percentages, 25% bread, 75% meat. I don't know the maximum fill you can put in there, but you can fill it up and make the meatball look bigger than it actually is as far as the amount of meat.
$4 cornflakes.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a 128-page audit. The report says the meatballs cost exactly $4.77 per unit. The report cites meal costs at the 2005 Community Capacity Development Office Conference, the Westin Hotel in L.A., showing the government paid $37.67 per person for deli sandwich lunches. $37 for a deli sandwich lunch.
Wow.
With bags of chips priced...
It must have been a nice venue.
$3.25 for a bag of chips. Now, again, we're talking small portions here. So these are those little one-ounce bags of chips you can buy in a vending machine for 55 cents. $3.25 is what they paid. Yogurt, a little cup of yogurt, $4.87.
It's quite a markup.
Can of soda.
Now, they were renting the venue, too. And this is just the food cost.
That's correct. Again, this is one-third of the entire conference budget was just on food and beverages. So this is a fraction of the total amount that they
yogurt
spent.
Yogurt for $4.
$4.87. And a can of soda, which normally, if you're buying cans of soda in bulk, as the food vendors usually
quarter.
Are, you're going to pay a quarter or less, maybe even 12 cents per can.
But even if you're buying it retail, refrigerated, in a place where it's expensive.
Less than a dollar.
You might pay a dollar, $1.50 in a really expensive place.
Right. $4.55.
Whew.
Bottle of water, $4.87. The average cost.
I hope they enjoyed their little party that we all paid for.
Yeah. The average cost for the conference food came in at $256 per person per day.
And it doesn't sound like it was much food.
Now, do you think you could have done better than that? I mean, as far as rounding up some food for some conference attendees?
Yeah, let me serve food at their next party.
I think I could probably do it for less than 50 per person per day.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh,
maybe
I'm sure.
Even less than that. According to the report, 6 of the 10 conferences were sponsored by the Department's Office of Justice Programs Division. No. They were sponsored by us.
Yeah.
We paid for this. It includes Justice Divisions such as the Bureau of so-and-so and so forth, all research and share federal law enforcement information with state and local law enforcement agencies. 3 of the conferences reviewed were sponsored by the FBI and your taxpayer dollars, and 1 was funded by whoever. In 2006, a total of $45.9 million, your money, was spent on conferences, law enforcement conferences, including costs for general support, programming, and travel. Now, you know what, Mark? In our world of the talk radio world, we go to these talk radio conferences from time to time. We go twice a year. We go to Talkers New Media Seminar in the summer, and in the late winter, early spring, we go to the Radio and Records Talk Radio Seminar. We pay for those out of our own pockets.
Right.
We don't expect the talk radio industry to pony up, the National Association of Broadcasters or Talkers Magazine to say, oh, Free Talk Live, you guys have been such great advertisers this year. You know what? We're going to just take our own money here and you guys can come to the conference for free.
It'd be nice, but it doesn't seem like they're going
to
do it.
Apparently, that's all the coppers get to go to the conferences for free. So not only are we paying their paychecks and all the other things, paying for all the other things they do in their jobs, but apparently they get to go and hang out at conferences, and we're all paying for that as well. Does anybody think this is really necessary? 1-800-259-9231, 45.9 million taxpayer dollars spent on conferences in 1 year. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed for free at freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it, actually. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. All right, the latest on the Lauren Canario situation. Our friend Lauren Canario and super activist here in the state of New Hampshire. She's gotten national press, actually international press, in the past because she, when the Kelo court decision went down in New London, Connecticut, which you may recall from a couple of years back, when the Supreme Court basically said, yeah, cities can take people's property with no problem. You can take people's property and turn it over to private owners instead of the constitutional eminent domain of taking property for public use, which I don't agree with either. But now the Supreme Court has said, yes, you may take it and give it to a private owner. And so Lauren was pretty upset about that. She went up to New London, Connecticut, and worked with the property owners that were having their property stolen from them, and she ended up going to jail twice in her time in New London for different things, civil disobedience. Nothing terrible, just, you
sitting
know,
on a porch?
She was sitting on a porch one time reading a book. She had permission to be on that porch. The second time, she was trying to get into a town meeting and was standing in a stairwell. She was arrested both those times. This is not a violent lady. She's not dangerous. She's very sweet, very friendly.
Yeah, real nice.
She's one of my favorite people, in fact. And now she's been arrested again, this time by the federal government. According to Kat Canning at the Keene Free Press, federal marshals set up a roadblock on Center of Town Road in Plainfield today and are refusing to let anyone in to visit the Browns. In a deliberate act of civil disobedience, Lauren Canario began walking to the Browns' home from the roadblock and was arrested. According to Jim Johnson, her husband, what happened was, this is a direct quote from him, we left Keene and got up there. There were about 20 officers at the roadblock. 20 federal officers are being paid around the clock, presumably, at least all day long today, to stand out there on the side of the road and check people's papers and to allow them onto a, what is a public road? This is a public road that you should be able to drive down. But this is what happens when government owns the roads, is all they have to do to control it is put their government police all over the place, and then you don't have the freedom to travel anymore. And so I got to know what the, you know, these officers can't come cheap. These are federal cops. So, you know, they want to get money from Ed and Elaine Brown, but yet they're spending a whole bunch of money in the effort to try to bring them to justice, so-called, to put them in a jail.
They're going to spend far more in putting them in jail than they've ever lost in them not paying their
income. They've been doing undercover investigations. They've brought out helicopters. Now they've got 20 cops on the side of the road. Anyway, there are at least four guys up the hill dressed in green with weapons. We pulled up and asked us, and they asked us where we were going. We said we were going to the Browns, and they handed us the notice, and which I'll read for you in a moment here, said we should read it. I read it slowly out loud for Lauren while she filmed. I asked, oh good, she got footage. Excellent. I asked if we were being detained, and they said, wait a minute. Lauren said, let's go up the hill. They're not detaining us. I didn't want to be arrested, so I didn't want to keep driving. I said, I can't get arrested. I'll freak out, and they'll kill me. They checked the registration on the van. Plainfield police told Lauren that her license was suspended in New Hampshire, and that if she was caught driving, she would be arrested. We asked if we were free to go, and turned around and left. We pulled over at the bottom of Center of Town Road to talk it over. Made some phone calls, but no one could get here very quickly. Lauren wanted to go in with someone else. Then we went to the main road for better reception. We went back a couple of times, and the third time, Lauren wanted to walk through the woods, but I said, no way, they'll shoot you. When we returned to the roadblock, they laughed and said, oh, you again. I pointed out the notice says you can't go on the property, so we wanted to go on the road, but the marshals wouldn't let us pass. Lauren got out of the van, and they shouted at her to get back in. After a bit more talking, Lauren walked up the road. They started shouting, you want to stay here with us? She ran into the fat marshal, and other marshals grabbed her. She dropped to her knees slowly, and they took her arms. They told me that I'd have to leave, or I would be arrested, too. So he wasn't doing anything wrong, just they didn't want him there.
Right.
And he went to the end of the road and waited to see waited to see where they would take Lauren. She was in a gold Marshall's vehicle with a white police car behind it. When Russell and I came to the roadblock, they said our car registration expired a few days ago, and in a deliberate act of persecution of people who disagree with them, they seized our car. We made a few phone calls and got a hold of Lauren's husband, who came to their rescue. So they didn't arrest Kat and Russell because they didn't try to walk past the checkpoint. Lauren attempted to walk past a checkpoint like a free person might do, walking down a road that is owned by the public. So she was trying to be a free person and walk down that road, and the federal government arrested her for it.
They got a checkpoint up, apparently.
They do. And here's what the notice said. This is what they were handing to everybody that was trying to go down the road. This is, again, public road that Ed Brown lives on. Notice. In the criminal case of U.S. versus Ed and Elaine Brown, the defendants were convicted in the U.S. District Court of federal crimes for which they are now subject to a federal warrant of arrest. Therefore, regarding the above captioned criminal action, you are hereby notified that, number one, by order of the U.S. District Court, no one may enter or remain on the property known as 401 Center of Town Road, Plainfield, New Hampshire.
Which, by the way, 401 Center of Town Road, nowhere near the center of town.
No. Which is the defendant's residence without the express authorization of the U.S. Marshals Service or its designee.
I wonder if they're handing out those authorizations.
Number two. Whoever enters or remains on the property without the express authorization of the marshals and or refuses to leave the property may be criminally prosecuted via Section 18 U.S.C. 111, assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers or employees. Section 402, contempt constituting crimes. 1501, assault on a process server. And 1509, obstruction of court orders. Number three.
How do you assault the process server?
They're just throwing out laws. I mean, they're the feds. They can do whatever they want. Number three, whoever, knowing that an offense against the U.S. has been committed by these defendants, isn't that neat? You can actually commit an offense against a non-entity. Isn't that amazing?
Right. The U.S. doesn't have a face. It must not be real.
How can the U.S. complain about anything? It's not a person. It's not a human being. Anyway, whoever knows that offense has been committed by these defendants receives, relieves, comforts, or assists both either defendant in order to hinder or prevent their apprehension, trial, or punishment shall be criminally prosecuted as an accessory to their crimes after the fact in violation of Section 18 USC 3. So the feds are cracking down at this point. There's apparently now a court order that says you can't even be on the Ed and Elaine Brown property. So, pretty shocking.
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to continue, if this is just one of those sort of waves of effort. They've had a few now. They confiscated the dentist's office. They tasered some guy in the woods that was walking a dog.
And apparently today they arrested six people at this little checkpoint that they had.
Mm.
So who knows what the six arrests were for, but they got six people. They arrested four people earlier this week across the country who had also been to the Ed Brown household. And so they're doing their best to round up supporters of freedom at this point. We'll keep you informed. I know that the great people over at NHFree.com are considering a civil disobedience, considering having a group of people go up to the Ed Brown household and also attempt to go onto the property. So this could get very interesting very quickly.
And if you consider going to jail, interesting.
1-800-259-9231. These people are very, very brave. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I was out this afternoon in Boston, Massachusetts. And there was a Mascan festival going on, a freedom-oriented festival surrounding the marijuana theme. And it was basically a big marijuana legalization rally, essentially. I think they're expecting something like 60,000 people to turn out today. So it was pretty cool, pretty cool event.
Did it seem like 60,000?
It was smaller than I expected. And I'm pretty sure that means 60,000 in and out all day long. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's ever 60,000 there at one time.
Still a pretty big festival, 60,000.
It was pretty big, and they had a nice big stage and bands playing and everything like that. Lots of vendors, and the Free State Project had a booth there. In fact, the Free State Project had a nice little banner right up there on the stage, which was cool. And so Dennis Goddard was there, one of our listeners, and mm-hmm. he had printed up some Free Talk Live flyers. Of course, he was doing the Free State Project thing, but there was a stack of Free Talk Live flyers there, which I thought was awesome. And he even used our colors, yellow and black, which is great.
Those are our colors.
It was a cool flyer, and he was actually writing our Boston affiliate on the top of it so people could tune in on WBNW.
Yeah, he called me and asked me what the call letters and the dial position were.
Yeah.
So I told him.
In Boston, it's WBNW 1120. And so hopefully they got some extra listeners out of that event. And what was really cool was the phrase that Dennis was using to get people to pick up the flyers. He says, he just was talking about the Pre-State Project. He says, oh, yeah, and this is really addictive. Points to the flyer. And people just picking them up and taking them. That's all he had to say. Didn't say anything about radio show or anything like that. Just, this is really addictive. And they pick up the flyer and walk away. So, very cool. Who knows how many new listeners we got from this.
Excellent.
Afternoon. And so that's why...
I'm sure WBNW appreciates the advertising.
I'm sure they do. So that was kind of cool. Was out there in the city and meeting. It was a really cool crowd as well. You know, you think maybe that people that would have attended that event would have been...
Long-haired?
I don't know. Well, there was definitely plenty of people with long hair. But
plastic combs in their back pocket?
Maybe a little stingy. Maybe a little light on the dollars in their pocket. But that's not the case. There were plenty of donations coming in from the people that were coming up. And there were some freebies to give away. But they were actually, a lot of people were reaching into their pockets and pulling out dollar bills and putting them in this jar. And it was a really friendly crowd today. And so hopefully some new people discover the Free State Project that didn't know about it before, and maybe they'll be moving up here sooner rather than later, because we really need as many people to come here as soon as possible. It's really, sooner is better. I mean, why wait? I mean, if you can come now, why not? So check out the details at freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones. Ladies first, it's Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, I've been listening, and I'll tell you what, this makes me sick, what's happening up there with the Browns. I'm so angry about this, I could just spit fire.
You're talking about the police, the federal cops standing on the side of the road checking people's papers?
They have no right to do this.
They don't have rights, but they do have guns, Paula, and they're not afraid to use them on you.
There has never been an income tax law.
Well, that's something that can be argued. That's something that if you talk to a lawyer, they would tell you differently. And I don't think that that's a strong point, Paula.
Well,
think
did
that
you know that 60 million people are not paying income tax?
I've heard
that's
that
the
number.
Numbers I've heard. I've heard at upwards of, you know, beyond 60 million.
Yeah, it's more and more, Anyway, I got a report from freedom.org. And
they can't put them all in jail, can they?
No. But the thing is that this never went through Congress. It was never ratified.
I've heard that it's the 17th Amendment, I believe. I've heard that the 16th.
No, 16th, and it was never ratified through Congress.
Yeah, I've heard that, and it seems really odd that they'd be able to get it through. There must have been people that were against it at the time.
Well, the government
never went through.
The government courts disagree with you, Paula, and that's apparently what matters.
It's true, and it was never ratified.
Yeah, here's my point on all this, Paula. You can make all the points you want from the legal perspective, but that just means you're going to get into legal arguments with people.
Well,
if it turned out, Paula, now hold on, if it turned out that the 16th Amendment actually was ratified and that you were wrong, would that change your opinion about the income tax?
No, the thing is, it was never ratified.
So you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question. If it turned out that it was, in a fantasy world, Paula, that would that change your mind about
would
the legitimacy of the income tax?
Nope.
Nope, it's wrong.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because it's a moral issue.
Right. The 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, says that you can't make a person a slave. And if I've got to fill out your little form and give you money every year, I'm your slave.
Yeah, Paula, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on the air.
Actually, I'm in Reno, Nevada right now.
Reno, Gene. What's on your mind?
I'm at the Reno National Championship Air Races, and they're just about to start an unlimited race here. You'll be able to hear World War II Bearcats, P-51 Mustangs roaring by overhead.
I love those things.
Now, is this the race where someone has died in a fiery explosion once a day for the past 3 days?
Well, we've had 3 fatalities this year, but that's an extremely unfortunate event, and it's not the usual case. This was just a year of bad luck. But,
so no fireballs, no planes hit the ground turning into fireballs and incinerating people in the crowd? That didn't happen this year?
Not in the crowd. I mean, there were some accidents, and we did have, like I say, 3 fatalities. But
wow.
I'm standing right now on home pylon, which is the start-finish line of the race. I'm one of the pylon judges this year, so my race is...
I'm sorry, I was just curious. I've never been to one of these air races before, and I don't want to take you away from your judging here, Gene, but how do they actually start the race? Do they start on the ground and they lift off and they have to land again, or...
How does it start?
Depends on the class. The sport class and the biplane class, they take off on the ground, on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
The unlimiteds, which is what we're starting right now, they start in the air. They come down from the south side of Peavine Mountain, and they come over the center of the field and start into the course. They have a pace plane that keeps them in line until the start of the race.
I see. Okay.
And so they're just now getting lined up for the start. So it's going to be about two more minutes before you hear the first planes roar by.
Well, I don't know if we're going to hang on that long. Why don't you talk about something? Okay. What else is on your mind besides the races, Gene?
Well, Ron Paul. How about that? My wife was downtown Reno. And she was driving up Virginia Street, and there was a Ron Paul group on the side of the road passing out brochures and bumper stickers. Mm. My wife got one, and then she called me and said, "Hey, guess what I saw?" So that's real interesting.
Speaking of Ron Paul, I was out at the marijuana festival down in Boston today. Again, 50 to 60,000 people expected to turn out. Guess which presidential candidate had a table at the marijuana festival?
Would it be Ron Paul?
It would be Ron Paul. There was no other political table anywhere in the entire event.
Apparently, they don't think these people vote.
Yeah.
So that's something interesting. Now, Gene, just before you were on the line, Paula was here. She was on the phone with us. And Paula said that, well, the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified and so forth and so on. Now, you as a Christian anarchist, what do you have to say to somebody that really just sort of attacks the income tax from a legal perspective like that?
Well, I of course attack it from a moral perspective and also the perspective that they have no legal authority to take anything from me. That's theft. And they can't, they don't have the right to take anything that I worked hard for, that I spent my energy on. They don't have a right to make me give them up, because if they do, then it's like was just said, it's a form of slavery.
Exactly right. And so if you want to be a free person, if somebody's there taking a percentage of your income, then that makes you not so much a free person anymore if you have to give up X amount of dollars. Oh, there's the planes. That's exciting, Gene. That's so exciting. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Have fun out there, okay? Thanks, Gene. 800.
You can't hear a thing.
Hell no, you can't. 1-800-259-9231.
I hope everyone there has ear protection. That stuff can ruin you for life.
Yeah, I might want to wear a flame retardant vest or something. Have you seen the videos of the planes?
Awful.
Just
terrible.
Colliding with the ground, turning into this flaming fireball that stretches for 50 feet long, just fuel pouring all over the crowd, burning, incinerating them, their children. Man. I don't know if it's worth going to those things. That seems really risky. More on the way. You can take control. This is the Saturday Show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET Activatedwater.com. activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whenever you want. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're all the features on the site are for free, so do enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. We've got all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, everything from Free Talk Live clothing with our snazzy logo on it, like the Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts, and we've got hoodies. We've also got the Free Talk Live DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets. We've got a bottle opener lighter combo. We've got flags and more. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. On the way, we'll find out what contraband has been managed to, apparently been snuck into, of all places, Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, that's right. Government can't even keep things that it doesn't want the prisoners to have out of its own maximum security prison.
Well, even the maximum security ones, this is the prison that right. The United States is known for. Guantanamo Bay.
We'll get to that.
The big one.
But first, let's jump into the email box and go to Sweden to talk to Bjorn. Says, guys, I absolutely love your show. It's a bit of fresh air here in socialist Sweden. Your show is one of the most important reasons I discovered libertarianism, and I try to listen to all of your shows. In the beginning, I thought you were kind of nuts, but I realized
he's talking about you.
No, he says guys here.
Yeah,
your
yeah,
show.
He really
this is our show.
Trying to
Mark.
Spread it out a little bit.
He says, I realized I was so indoctrinated that your message. Now you could understand how a socialist from Sweden might see Free Talk Live as being nuts. Even you, Mark, as being nuts.
Yeah, I have a pretty radical stance, but compared to you, I look normal.
But realize I was so indoctrinated that your message had a hard time sinking in. Needless to say, they don't teach you about classical liberalism in Swedish government schools. Now, I'm 32, and I've been a libertarian for 2 years. Again, much thanks to you. If you'd like to know about some aspect of life here in Sweden, I'd be happy to be assistance. For example, the taxes here are absolutely horrible. Here's an example.
I've always wondered about taxes in Sweden. Sweden, to me, seems like the epitome of socialism. I don't mean the Soviet-style socialism, the kind of nicer, pinker socialism that you think of. The kinder socialism out there.
Yeah.
Not quite the big red bear that the Soviet Union was. Here in the United States, you pay, I don't know, 25%, maybe 30% in income taxes,
mm-hmm.
and then 50 cents on every dollar in gas taxes. 50 cents on every gallon is gas tax.
Right. Cell phone taxes, cable taxes.
Property taxes can be $5,000 mm-hmm. in some places.
Sales tax.
Sales tax, 7-8%,
right.
Depending on where you are. I wonder what the percentage, then when you start, I wonder what the percentages that I pay are. And then I think about, well, every bit of taxes that every business that I buy from, I pay their taxes too.
Right, that's uncalculable. You can't
There's
figure
no way
that one
to.
Out.
You know, so I wonder, maybe I pay 50% of my income in taxes, and then how much do those businesses pay?
Mm-hmm.
Do they pay another 50%? And then does that raise my total to 75%? Of my dollars are spent on taxes to
it
some form of government?
It could be.
I wonder. And then I wonder, what's it like in Sweden?
Well, here's what you're going to find out. According to, now this is just his story, this is just Bjorn. He says apparently his employer pays him a total of $7,140 monthly for his salary.
It's pretty good.
The Swedish government takes $1,913 off of that amount. The local government sucks off $1,728, and the rest, $3,499, finds its way into my bank account. So approximately 50% there.
That sounds like 50, yeah.
50%. So before I get a chance to even spend my money, the state on all levels confiscates about 50%. Then there are the other taxes, like the value-added tax.
Is that the sales tax?
Well, now, it's a different version of a sales tax. People in America don't necessarily know what a value-added tax is. Basically, what happens is instead of actually charging a sales tax at the point of sale, what they end up doing, as I understand it, at least with the value-added tax, is the wholesalers are charging the tax.
Hmm.
Or the wholesalers have to build the tax in to the cost of their products.
So the tax is included, the sales tax is included in the price of the item, essentially.
According to Wikipedia, it's a tax on exchanges. It's also called a goods and services tax in Great Britain, I think.
Doesn't sound much different than a sales tax.
It's levied on the added value that results from each exchange. It differs from a sales tax because a sales tax is levied on the total value of the exchange. For this reason, a VAT is neutral with respect to the number of passages that there are between the product and the final consumer. A VAT is an indirect tax in that the tax is collected from someone other than the person who actually bears the cost of the tax, the final consumer.
Consumer is always bears the burden of tax.
Right.
Because if there isn't a consumer...
But it's not collected directly from them.
I understand.
To avoid double taxation on final consumption, exports are not usually subject to a VAT, and VAT charged under such circumstances is usually refundable. So...
Yeah, that's great. It's refundable. You got to know that you paid it.
It's at a wholesale level. According to the, Sweden, yeah, it's 25% there is what they're paying as a VAT tax. So when your laptop rolls off the assembly line, they have to pay, Circuit City or whoever would have to pay the 25% VAT tax.
So if it's a $500 laptop, $100 of that is VAT.
Yep, exactly. So there's your value-added tax, and the rest of his detail is, so 50% he loses to the estate income taxes and local income taxes. Then, on anything he buys, he's paying that value-added tax of 25%. And, of course, there are special taxes on alcohol, gasoline, and a variety of other things. I'm sure they tax their cell phone services just like the U.S. government does. So
anything they can, just like the U.S. government does.
According to his calculations, he pays about 60% of his income to the state. I think he's being a little conservative there, but by his calculations, compared to our calculations, it's at about the same place. So we live in a socialist country, Mark.
I don't think anybody can argue against it. The only thing we don't have is socialized medicine.
And they're working on that.
But instead we pay for a gigantic military.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to share your tax burden with us, or what are the most absurd taxes you've ever had to pay? You're welcome to share those stories.
By the way, I don't think we should have a socialized medicine. I just want to make it clear that we paid for this giant military that many other countries don't have to support.
It's true. Doug in Sydney writes in, here is the last hurdle to libertarianism for him. He says, guys, you've changed my way of seeing the world. I'm a better person for it. I want to strike at the heart of things by asking two devil's advocates questions that have been troubling me. It's my last hurdle to consider myself a true libertarian. Mark, why would you say it's okay to blindly follow the U.S. Constitution, but not blindly follow the law? Isn't the Constitution just the biggest of all laws?
The reason that I use the Constitution is because it has value. For instance, the Bible tells us what's right and what's wrong. People look at the Bible and they say, oh, it says it, it must be true. The Bible doesn't define what's right or what's it doesn't make things right or wrong. It just tells us what's right or wrong. It just shows us. And people look at the Bible as, you know, it has relevance. They care about it. It matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, the Constitution has relevance here. It's the highest law in the land. I don't think that because something's in the Constitution, it's right. I just think that people care that we have a Constitution to some extent or another. It is the document on which all of our laws are based, our government is based, and so therefore I think our government should abide by that Constitution. The Constitution includes a provision for the post office. I think the post office is stupid and irrelevant. We do not need a post office. We can.
So you're saying you don't blindly follow the U.S. Constitution. You take a look at it and you can pick out what was good about it and what was might have been a bit of a mistake.
That's correct. I just use it as a goal as a guidepost.
It's certainly more sensible than all the silly man laws that have come after.
Mm-hmm.
His other thing, what would you say to people who don't accept the fundamental assumption of property rights? Isn't that the ultimate hurdle to a libertarian society? I grew up in the outback of Australia, where Aboriginal people don't own anything. They consider themselves owned by the land. If you ordered a pizza, they'd come up to you and take a slice each, because property rights don't even occur to them. Could libertarian philosophy be flawed by the fundamental assumption that we have property rights in any natural way at all? Has it occurred to you that the assumption, or that assumption, is a pretty big leap on your part? Can libertarianism only exist in the context of the assumption?
Well, for one thing, it's difficult for me to apply libertarian philosophies in other countries where I don't know how things are.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know and everyone that I've ever met understands property rights. It's pretty fundamental. It may not be entirely fundamental, but it's darn close to the foundation of what people believe. So maybe the Aboriginal people don't believe in property rights. I don't know. I'm going to have to take his word for it. But it's, I just don't know. I can't apply it to Australia.
Well, and also, as far as assumptions are concerned and property rights, libertarianism is all about being able to, you know, live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. So if what that means is that you want to go and live on a commune with people and share all your pizzas, then, okay, you can do that. Or if you want to go and live on, your own piece of property and keep everybody off your grass, you can do that too. It's going to be hard to explain to some Aboriginal people, but I bet that if you decided you want to defend your pizza when the Aboriginals tried to come and take the pieces, then they'd all of a sudden discover that maybe they didn't have the access to that they thought they would. We can talk about this more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up. You take control.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Liberty.